Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 16 with verses 12 through 14. Great as his mercy is his punishment. He judges people, each according to their deeds. Criminals do not escape with their plunder, the hope of the righteous. God never leaves unfulfilled. Whoever does good has a reward. Each receives according to their deeds. Throughout human history, the concept of salvation has been deeply ingrained in various religious beliefs and practices, whether it is the pursuit of eternal bliss, liberation from suffering, or the attainment of enlightenment, the idea of a divine reward for one's actions has been a central tenet in many faiths. In the context of Christianity, it is widely believed that God has a reward for each individual according to their deeds, and this reward is known as salvation in Jesus Christ. Salvation, in its essence, refers to the deliverance from sin and its consequences, ultimately leading to eternal life in the presence of God. It is a concept that holds significant importance in Christianity, and it is believed to be the ultimate goal of human existence. The idea that God rewards individuals according to their deeds is deeply rooted in the teachings of Jesus Christ, who emphasized the importance of righteous actions and living a life aligned with God's will. The belief that God rewards individuals based on their deeds can be traced back to various passages of the Bible. One such passage is found in the book of Romans, where it states, "For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done." Romans 2 verse 6. This verse, along with numerous others, highlights the idea that one's actions have consequences and that God will judge each individual accordingly. Salvation in Jesus Christ is not solely based on good deeds or moral righteousness. It is important to note that Christianity teaches that salvation is a gift from God, and it is through Jesus Christ that this gift is made available to humanity. In other words, salvation is not something that can be earned solely through one's deeds, but is granted through faith in Jesus Christ and his sacrificial death on the cross. However, this does not negate the significance of good deeds and righteous living. In fact, Christianity teaches that genuine faith in Jesus Christ leads to a transformed life, characterized by love, compassion, and a desire to do good. The Apostle James in his epistle famously wrote, "Faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead." This emphasizes the importance of aligning one's actions with their professed faith. Remember, to confess salvation and life eternal is yours. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern, grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexander to be born February 20th in a C-section. This has been a difficult pregnancy for the mother, and we continue to pray for her success and her delivery in Jesus' sweet name. And we pray for Brittany each day. That's my niece who's battling brain cancer, has had a relapse, and her children. We pray all of this in the precious blood by his name. Do we pray? Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 16. It's in verses 12 through 14 for our practice today. One stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Unfulfilled Never. God rewards good deeds. His punishment shows mercy. His great people judges. He deeds theirs accordingly. Escape not criminals with plunder's mistake. Unfulfilled never. God rewards good deeds assertedly. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's February 13th, 2024. We are in the prison this morning at 4:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Think about us this morning as we go in today to share the love of Jesus Christ with our men in blue, as we call them, and we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Today we take a breakfast in. First time that many of them have had some cereals for quite a number of years, and so we're bringing in some milk and cereal and some bananas today, and some raisin toast, raisin bread with pumpkin butter. Amen. So give us a little prayer this morning as we go in to serve those who are imprisoned today. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close at 7:11 this morning, proclaiming the name of Jesus. 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 God bless you. In Jesus' sweet name, salvation is the only way in His name to heaven. Amen. God bless you.